Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a problem that I think every single person listening can probably relate to. Whether you're running a business or, you know, just trying to exist online, it's this idea of content saturation.
Oh, yeah. It's the defining challenge of the digital economy right now, for sure.
Exactly. I was reading through our source material and it put it so perfectly. The internet offers basically infinite shelf space. You can publish anything you want. YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Google.
But, and it's a huge but.
It's a massive but. Businesses are bottlenecked.
Right, because the shelf space is infinite, but human time is not. You can't just, you know, wish a high-quality video or a podcast into existence. It takes hours.
So you get this huge gap between the audience you could reach and what you actually have the time and energy to create. Hmm. And that's where today's deep dive gets, well, really interesting. We're looking at a collision of two very different worlds here.
It's a bit of an unusual pairing we're looking at today.
It is. So on one side, we have a company called Nexam. They're based out of Quebec. And if you've ever had that nightmare of a paper exam, you know, hand cramping, running out of ink, waiting weeks for a grade, Nexam is the antidote. They do secure online exams.
And not just simple ones. They're doing this at a really high level. We're talking professional orders, major universities like UDM and Laval, the public sector. This is not a Google form. This is serious, secure assessment infrastructure.
Totally. And then on the other side, we have Auto Content API. Now, the name, it sounds technical, but the sources describe it as an industrial engine for content.
And that distinction is so important. It's not an assistant. It's not a chat bot that helps you, you know, write a tweet.
Right.
It's infrastructure that decouples content creation from human time constraints.
So our mission for this deep dive is to play matchmaker. We're going to explore a hypothetical strategic partnership. How can Nexam, a company that deals in trust and security, use this industrial content engine to solve its biggest business challenges?
And I think what we'll find is that this isn't just about marketing. It's about building trust, enhancing accessibility, and really fundamentally changing how a company like Nexam communicates its value.
Okay, let's dive into that first challenge. And honestly, it's a big one for any tech company, but especially for Nexam. It's the challenge of explaining invisible tech.
The classic B2B problem.
I was looking at Nexam's feature list, and it is, I mean, it's impressive. They have remote proctoring, plagiarism detection, digital correction. They even have this really specific tool where they compare student cases to solutionaires to catch cheating.
Which is fantastic technology. But here's the problem. Integrity is invisible. Security is invisible. You don't actually see it until it breaks.
Right. And if you go to their site, they list all these certifications. They're ISO 27001 certified. They have the Cybersecuritaire Canada certification, which, you know, kudos to them. That's hard to get.
Incredibly difficult. It means they meet the absolute highest standards for information security. But let's be honest. If you're a university dean, are you really going to sit down and read a 30-page PDF on ISO 27001?
Absolutely not. I'd fall asleep by page two. And that's the friction point. Nexam has this amazing platform. It's all web-based, no downloads needed. But explaining the nuance of how it monitors a webcam without being creepy or how it handles data privacy, text is just a bad medium for that.
And this is where Auto Content API proposes a shift in strategy. They have an endpoint specifically for explainer videos.
Okay, so walk me through this. How does an API make a video?
It's actually fascinating. The source material explains that you can just feed the API a URL, say, Nexam's page on remote proctoring, or even one of those dense PDFs about their security. The API analyzes the text, pulls out the key points, writes a script, and then generates a 60 to 90 second horizontal video.
So instead of a wall of text saying, we use 256-bit encryption, you get a video that actually shows you and tells you what that means.
Exactly. And you could do this for every single feature.
Mm-hmm.
Nexam has pages for digital correction, logistics, all these things. Historically, making a video for each would cost thousands and take weeks. With an API, they could generate a dedicated explainer video for every URL on their site in like an afternoon.
And why is that so important? I mean, besides looking cool.
It's the metrics. It's all about the metrics. The auto content source highlights dwell time. Pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
Wait, 53 times?
53 times. It's a huge number because people stay and watch. And more importantly for Nexam, it turns what would have been a confused support ticket into a self-service conversion. A potential client is wondering, does this work for math equations? And bam, there's a video right there showing the equation editor. Objection handled.
That makes perfect sense. You're moving from just telling people to actually showing them, but at a scale that a human team just can't match. Okay, but I want to pivot to something that feels really core to NextSam's identity. We talked about security, but another huge pillar for them is accessibility.
Yeah, this really stood out to me in the NextSam sources. They talk a lot about equal chances of success.
They do, they really emphasize it. They allow for time accommodations, you know, if a student needs 50% more time, and they support external assistive software. They clearly want to make sure the digital format doesn't penalize someone.
Which is a noble goal, and it's often legally required. But there's a gap, right? There's a gap between having an accessible platform and having accessible documentation.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Think about the student guides, the exam prep materials. NextSam has all this documentation on how to use their platform, how to submit an exam, how to use the built-in calculator, and usually that stuff is a PDF or a text article.
Which, if you have a visual impairment, or heck, if you're just an auditory learner, is not ideal.
Enter the auto content, notebook LM API alternative.
I love that they call it that, the notebook LM alternative.
It's a pretty specific reference to Google's tool, but the idea is that auto content can take those text documents, student guides, FAQs, whatever, and just turn them into audio overviews.
Like a podcast?
Exactly like a podcast or an audio guide. Imagine if Nexum offered an audio mode for their entire help center.
That is brilliant. So a student is stressed, their exam starts in 10 minutes, they can't figure out the interface. Instead of panic reading a PDF, they just hit play and hear a calm voice explaining, step one, log in here. Step two, check your camera.
It's not just marketing anymore, it's a product enhancement. It aligns their support experience directly with their mission of inclusivity. And since it's an API, if they update the text guide, the audio can be regenerated instantly. It never goes out of date.
That's a huge differentiator. I mean, how many software platforms have you used where the help docs are actually helpful, let alone easy to listen to?
Very, very few. And for NextSam, serving places like Laval and Sherbrooke, showing that level of care for the student experience is a major selling point.
Okay, so we've got explainer videos for features, audio guides for accessibility, but I want to talk about trust. Because in the exam world, trust is everything. If people think they can cheat the system or that it might crash, you're done.
And NextSam has the receipts on this. They have these incredible success stories.
I was reading about the medical faculties. Nexum processed 18,000 evaluation copies in a single weekend for the University of Montreal, Laval, and Sherbrooke. 18,000.
That is high volume, high stakes. If that goes wrong, it's a catastrophe, but it didn't.
And they have that article from Laissez-Faire talking about zero cheating and testimonials. I saw one from a Stefan Hurd, a CPA auditor. He said, Nexum helps me recruit correctors. It's a correction platform.
The problem is, where do those stories live right now?
On a testimonials page, probably.
They
Nobody ever visits.
exactly, or buried in a press release. This is that bottleneck we mentioned at the start. NextSam has these gold nuggets of social proof, but distributing them is the hard part.
So how does the API solve the trust bottleneck?
This is where we look at the vertical video and shorts endpoint.
The TikTok style stuff.
Yes, but think LinkedIn. LinkedIn is pushing vertical video really heavily. So the idea is NextSam could take that text testimonial from Stefan Hurd, just the text, feed it into auto content, and boom, it generates a vertical video.
And what does that look like? Is it just text on a screen?
It could be. But the API also supports what they call faceless visuals or even AI avatars. You could have a professional-looking avatar presenting the quote, or dynamic graphics highlighting key phrases like recruit correctors or zero cheating.
And the cost difference has to be insane.
It's the cost arbitrage, the source mentions. To hire a video team to make a case study video, you're looking at $300 minimum, probably way more for good quality.
And the API.
About 400 credits, which on their business plan works out to roughly 4 euros.
Wait, 4 euros versus $300.
At least. It's a 99% cost reduction.
Yeah.
It's wild. And what that lets Nexum do is flood the zone. They don't have to pick their one best testimonial and make one video a year. They can take every positive review, every press mentioned, every award, like that Borscht June Enterprise they won, and turn it into a video for LinkedIn.
It changes the game from "We hope you see our success" to "You cannot miss our success."
Precisely. It builds what they call mental availability, When a university administrator logs onto LinkedIn, they see a NextM success story. The next day, another one. It creates this aura of inevitability around the brand.
I love that phrase, inevitability. Now, speaking of brands, there's a person behind NextM who seems to be a huge asset, Marie-Sophie Dion.
The founder, yeah, she's extremely active.
She is, winning awards, giving interviews. I saw a quote from her saying she wants to change the world one copy at a time. You can tell she's passionate. But there's a problem the Auto Content Source calls the CEO paradox.
It's a fascinating concept. The market wants to hear from the CEO. People buy from people, you know, they want to know the founder's vision. But the founder or CEO is the single busiest person in the entire company.
Right. Marie-Sophie doesn't have time to sit in a recording booth for 3 hours a week to make a podcast. She's running a company.
Exactly. So what usually happens is the marketing team just writes blog posts under her name, which is fine, but it lacks that personal connection of voice.
And this is where the voice cloning feature comes in. Now, I know cloning sounds a bit sci-fi, maybe even a little scary.
It can be, but in a controlled corporate setting like this, it's a superpower. The API allows for secure voice cloning. So Marie-Sophie would record a sample of her voice just once.
Okay.
And then the API creates a perfect model of her voice. From that point on, NextM can run, say, a weekly EdTech update podcast.
Narrated by Marie-Sophie.
Correct. They could take some industry news, a change in accreditation standards, a new development in AI, write a script, or even have the research API write it and generate the audio in her voice.
So she stays top of mind with all the university deans and professional orders. She's sharing valuable thought leadership, but she didn't actually have to stop working to record any of it.
She just approves the script, and the machine does the rest. It resolves the paradox. You get the authentic connection of the founder's voice without the founder's time cost.
That is wild. It's really leveraging her personal brand to scale the company's trust.
And it keeps them relevant. You mentioned AI and education earlier. That field is moving so incredibly fast. If you're silent for a month, you look like you're behind the times.
That's a great segue, actually, because NextM is growing. They got funding to expand in the Canadian market. They're already bilingual French and English because, well, Quebec.
Being bilingual is a huge advantage, but trying to scale that globally is incredibly hard.
Right. If they want to break into, say, the Spanish market or German or Portuguese, traditionally that means hiring a whole new marketing team for each language.
Which is usually cost prohibitive for a company their size. But Auto Content supports over 50 languages.
50 plus. So they could take a blog post about preventing plagiarism, which is already written in French.
And just feed it into the API. The API translates it and then generates a native sounding Spanish podcast and a German video instantly.
That's instant globalization. You're effectively testing new markets for free.
You're multiplying your total addressable market without multiplying your headcount. That is the definition of leverage.
There's one last feature I want to touch on, which I think is crucial for a tech company like NextM, the deep research engine.
Yeah, this is less about creating content and more about raw intelligence.
NextM is in a space digital assessment that's being disrupted by AI every single day. ChatGPT can write essays. Students are finding new ways to cheat. Regulations are constantly changing.
It's a moving target. They have to be the smartest player in the room.
The Auto Content Source talks about setting up recurring research. How would that apply here?
So imagine NextM sets up a recurring task in the API. Scan the web every 24 hours for new competitors in digital proctoring. Or find the latest government regulations on AI and exams in Canada and Europe.
And the API does that. It goes out and reads the web.
It browses live sources, reads reports, news articles, and synthesizes it all.
Mm.
It can then generate a private briefing document, a PDF, or even a private podcast just for the NextM executive team.
So every Monday morning, Marie-Sophie and her team get a 5-minute audio brief. Here's what happened in the world of EdTech this week.
Exactly. It helps them pivot strategy faster than their competitors. And then they can turn that same research into public content. Here's NextM's take on the new EU AI Act.
So the research fuels the thought leadership, which fuels the videos, which builds the trust. It's a complete flywheel.
It's a content-led growth engine. And the beauty of it is, NextM already has the core value. They have the secure platform. They have the happy customers. The API just amplifies that value so the whole world can hear it.
When you look at the numbers, that 99% cost reduction, The speed, the ability to be on audio, video, and text all at once, it really feels like a no-brainer for a company like this.
It really is. It allows them to punch way above their weight class. They can have the media presence of a massive multinational corporation while keeping their team lean and focused on what they do best, building an amazing exam platform.
So what does this all mean for us, the listeners, or for the future of the web? Because we've talked a lot about Nexum, but this tech is available broadly.
I want to leave you with one provocative thought. The source material touched on something called the agentic web.
The agentic web sounds like a spy movie.
Yeah, a little bit. But think about how search is changing. We're moving away from typing keywords into Google and getting a list of blue links. We're moving toward asking AI agents questions.
Right. I asked my AI, what's the most secure platform for online exams in Quebec?
Exactly. And how does that AI know the answer? It reads content. But it prefers structured, high-quality, multimodal content. By using something like AutoContent to structure all their data into clear audio, video, and text, Nexam is essentially formatting their entire company for these future AI agents.
Whoa. So by making all this content now, they're ensuring that the AIs of the future will find and recommend them instead of a competitor.
That's the bit. You aren't just optimizing for human eyeballs anymore. You're optimizing for AI understanding. And the companies that build that infrastructure today are the ones that will be the default answers tomorrow.
That is a massive idea to end on. You're not just building a podcast. You're building the training data for your future customers.
Precisely.
Well, thank you so much for breaking all this down. Nexum, if you're listening, I think you've got a pretty cool roadmap here. And for everyone else, thanks for diving deep with us. We'll catch you in the next one.
Goodbye, everyone.